بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had commenced with the incident of Nabi Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them to reside in Jannah, and Allah had prohibited them from eating from a certain tree, and thereafter how shaitan had influenced them, deceived them, and convinced them to eat from this tree. And as we had mentioned yesterday, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةِ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا, that when they tasted of that tree, then immediately their private areas became exposed to them. وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, they began covering themselves, concealing themselves, using the leaves of Jannah. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا, and when this happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then called out to them, that أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ, did I not prohibit you, did I not forbid you from eating from this tree? وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, and did I not say to you that shaitan is an open enemy to you? In other words, I had forewarned you regarding this. Immediately, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his wife Hawa, they realized their error, their mistake. قَالَا, and both of them now turned to Allah, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, they say, oh our Rabb, we have wronged ourselves. So immediately they admit their mistake. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا, if you do not forgive us, if you do not show mercy to us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then certainly we will be from those who have lost everything. And as we mentioned yesterday, that whatever Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had done, then those traits and attributes will be found in his progeny. Bani Adam will also be prone to those things. Just as Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had forgotten the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala temporarily, likewise we find his progeny, insan also, is prone to forgetfulness. Many a times we forget things almost on a daily basis. A person forgets his basic chores, his basic responsibilities at times. Likewise, Mufassirin explain that here, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam realized his error, his mistake, then immediately, without any hesitation, he turned to Allah and he made istighfar. He asked Allah for forgiveness. He made tawbah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we had mentioned, there was no real need for tawbah. This was not a sinful action. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam are protected from sin. But this was an error in judgment. This was due to his forgetfulness. So he still asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Likewise, Mufassirin explain, this trait will also be found within his progeny. That desire to ask Allah for forgiveness immediately, when a person makes an error, he commits a sin, or he makes a mistake in his life, in this world, he breaks some command of Allah, then just as our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam immediately acknowledged this error of his, likewise we also should acknowledge our errors, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Nevertheless, Allah now says to them, the consequence of this error, قَالَ اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ, Allah says that now descend. In other words, leave the heavens, and your condition is that you will be enemies unto one another. Between man and jinn, shaitan was from amongst the jinn, there will always exist this natural enmity. You will not see eye to eye, you will not click with one another. This enmity will always be there. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ, Allah then says that in the earth for you is a resting place. This is where you will reside. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ, and then Allah uses this word, mata', that you will have in the earth temporary enjoyment. This word mata' we find throughout the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this to refer to the enjoyment of this world, the goods or the things of this world. The word mata' in Arabic, ulama explain, shay'un yutamatta'u bihi, something which enjoyment can be taken from, benefit can be taken from, thumma yazul, but then it comes to an end. It's not permanent, it's temporary. Like when it comes to anything in this world, whether it's good food, whether it's a nice vehicle, whether it's the latest technology, a person will benefit from it, he'll enjoy it, but eventually it comes to an end, there's always something new, or he's looking for the next thrill, the next enjoyment. So Allah describes the blessings or the bounties of this world with the word mata, that you will have this temporary enjoyment, ila heen, till an appointed time. When it is time for you to leave this world, for this world to come to an end, then you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَ, Allah then says that you will live in the earth. وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ, You will pass away in this earth. وَمِنْهَا تَخْرُجُونَ And you will be taken out of the earth once again. And the day of Qiyamah will then commence. And this then concludes the incident of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam being sent down into this world. Ulama Mufassirin have explained the wisdom behind this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have just created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and put him directly into this world and told him that now you live here and your progeny will live here. But why did this entire incident have to take place? That first he was in the gardens of Jannah, then he had to be expelled from there, or rather he had to be taken out from there. So the reason for this, Mufassirin explain, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach us a lesson that when a person gives in to the temptation of shaitan, then it will cause him to drop very greatly. From the heavens, he was now dropped into this earth. Of course, this is a Nabi of Allah, and we are repeating this point, that this is no blemish upon Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah caused this to happen as a lesson for his progeny. So that we also will realize that during the course of our lives, if we have to give in to the temptation of shaitan, we allow him to deceive us, to influence us, then we will also drop from a lofty position, Allah will cause us also to fall. But if a person realizes his error, his mistake, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, then just as Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will go back into the heavens, and he will gain entry into Jannah, in the same way his progeny also has that opportunity to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and to gain entry into Jannah for eternity. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.